Okay, today's daf is Maisris daf Chaf, the last daf here in the second parak of Maisris. And just one hour, we're at Lamed Yud Tesma Beis, towards the bottom. Just one hour from yesterday, I don't know if I emphasized properly on the Gemara back on Yud Tesma and Aleph, when the Gemara said in the name of Shumay Yechoy that you see how serious Gezel is, that the person cannot use the cutting instrument because he might take off too much. But the next line said, you see how important malacha is. You see how strong malacha is. That even though gezel is so chamor, still a person of that eat b'shas malacha. That's what the Gemara was emphasizing. Right after it spoke about how serious gezel is, the Gemara said betoka gadola malacha. Shalachar deramabel el b'nei gezel, because the deramabel was destroyed because of gezel. So you see how serious an infraction gezel is, and yet a poel could work and take food. And has rights, even though gezel is so chamor. So that's how it should be understood. See how serious gezel is, and you see how serious malacha is, because it overrides, so to speak, gezel, and allows the worker to partake of what he needs to partake in order to keep working. Okay, so now let's get back to where we're starting from, and that is Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Yutas and Beis, first wide line. Taman Taninan. Haya ose b'teinim lo yochal ba'anavim. Ba'anavim lo yochal b'teinim. As we said, if a person is working with figs, then he's not allowed to eat grapes. He can only partake of what he's involved in. If he's with grapes, he cannot partake of figs. V'tani Allah, and we learned about that, a braisa about the Mishnah. Haya ose b'yichur zeh lo yochal b'yichur acher. If he's on one branch, he can reach to a different branch in order to partake. Only on the only what he's working in, only on the branch that he's working on. And the Gemara says, Vitaninan, and yet we learned in our Mishnah, Hayose Belklusin lo yocha bivno sheva lo yocha lo beklusin. As we learned, different types of figs, you're not allowed to eat from one to the other. So the Gemara's question is, if you're not allowed to eat from one to the other branch, then obviously, different types, there are different trees. So what's the chiddush of that line of, if you're involved in one types of figs, you can't eat from the other, right? Don't we know that you can't eat from a different branch? The Gemara says, no, there's a possibility. Lachain tzricha, you need it. Afilu shtiyan b'yichar echad. Let's say somehow these were grafted together. These different types of figs were grafted together, and now they're on the same branch. You have klusin and b'do sheva on the same branch. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us that even if they're on the same branch, you would not be able to take from the one that you are not working in. And if you're only working with b'no sheva, then you can't take from klusin, even if they're on the same branch that you are working on. Good. Ksiv, other halachas related, kisava b'kerem re'acha, or re'acha, if you're going into the vineyard of your friend, yacho b'shar kol adam akasav adaber. As we had back on Abban Aleph, you might think this is talking about anybody who happens to go into the field to be able to work your field and then expect some wages. No, but he can't eat. Tamalomar velkel yichal lo sitein. The only person that this applies with is to someone who is not putting into his own kelim. Avo nosein es lekelav shel chaverecha. But you're putting it to your friend's kelim and you're working for him. Vezez apoel. Talking about a poel. So a worker has this dispensation, as we called it yesterday. It's a dispensation from gezel. To teach me that it's not gezel, that's why we had that Reb Chaim, that maybe there's a havmina be'ila being allowed, because that's at root a form of gezel, even though none of the other averis are allowed. V'yachalta anavim. Next phrase in the pasuk. And you eat anavim, kenaf shecha savecha. Right, that's the continuation of the pasuk. Yisava b'kerem re'echa, if you come to the kerem of your friend, v'yachalta anavim, kenaf shecha savecha, and you eat grapes according to your soul. Your satiation. We're going to darshan every one of those words. Kenaf shecha savecha. Velkel yichal lo sitein. So we just spoke about that last phrase. Velkel yichal lo sitein. But now we're going to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. V'yachal ta'anavim. V'chi ein anu yodim she'ein bekerem lochal ela anavim. The pasuk says, if you go into a kerem and you're eating grapes, obviously, what else is in kerem besides grapes? Yes, we had yesterday that sometimes you might call it a kerem, even though it's 2 days ago. Whatever you call it, right? Karmani mochelecha. But if there is something growing in the kerem, lachore, it will be grapes. So what's the chiddush of anavim? Mata malomar v'yachalta anavim. Ela mikan shemhaya ose b'te'enim lo yochal b'anavim. Anavim lo yochal b'te'enim. As we had earlier, this braisa also emphasizes He could only eat from what you're involved in. Kidnaf shecha, kol davar shayetzer toiv. Kidnaf shecha, what is that teaching me? Anything that your yetzer wants. Mara fulda, shemisavela hanefesh. That your yetzer wants. What does that mean? Everything that your yetzer wants. The Rasilio, maybe this is following the opinion that you're allowed to eat even more than, let's say, his wages are supposed to be. What if he's very hungry? Right, we're gonna learn about what if he skips breakfast because he knows he's gonna have a big lunch while eating from the fruit. So there's a machlokes in Bav Metzia in the seventh parak, and the Rasilio says maybe this line of the Brice is like that opinion. Poel ochal kishus afilu dinar klamar afilu kishus shaved dinar yochlenu. Even if it's a lot, right? That's kinafshecha. Kinafshecha means as much as your yetzer. As much as your yetzer desires, you are allowed to eat. Interesting lashon. As much as your yetzer desires, we know that our yetzer hara, yetzer leif ha'adam ra minu urav. Our yetzer hara generally is something negative. We look at ra minu urav, but we know that we can't live without a yetzer hara also. Yetzer is something that we need, right? Kol davar shahayetzer toiv, right? We had once in history that the yetzer was gotten rid of and things didn't work out. They weren't Sanhedrin, Samach Dalet, so also elsewhere that the Chazal wanted to get rid of the yetzer hara for avodah zara, and the Gemara says that they did, right? We have this, we read the psukim in Sefer Malachim. And there was this taiva for avodah zarah. I'm like, how could there be a taiva? We don't understand that there could be a desire. We have for arayas, we understand, and for gezel, but for avodah zarah. So Chazal say, yeah, we can't understand bowing down to a tree or having a taiva. Or as the Gemara said, I think it's Sanhedrin that I think it's Rav Ashi had a dream and he saw Menashe Hamelech. And Menashe said, if you were alive in my day, then you would just be running on my coattails to run after the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, why don't we have that Avodah Zarah, have that type anymore? Because they got rid of it in the days of Bayesheni. The Gemara says, they were very upset. Look what the Avodah Zarah type did, that it burned our house and it destroyed our heichal. So what can we do? What can we do? So what did they do? They fasted for a couple of days. Yasvatazah yoma b'taneisa bo rachme, and they davened nafalu piska meirakia davikasev bey emes. There was a petek, a little note from heaven that fell down, and it said on it emes, which is Hashem's signature. So Amar Rabbi Chanina shma minach osam shlagadosh baruch hu emes. They said, oh, Hashem's signature, he's going to do something for us. Nafak Kiguria denura, mi beis kachi akadashim, a fire came out of the Kodesh Kadashim. A fire came out. Amalu Navieli, so the Navi said, oh, that's the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. This fire. Badika Tafsile, and as they grabbed it, Ishtav Benasamine, a lot of symbolism obviously here. A hair fell out and it was heard very far. So what they do? They got rid of it. Hechi David Dilma Bishmaya Marachmiele, maybe it's crying out. And from Shemayim's Gnav Rachmanis. So what they do, they locked it up. They locked it up, fine. They locked it up and they got rid of it. So they said, okay, it's an Ace Ratzon. Hov Ace Ratzonu, Niboy Rachme Ayitzra Daveira. Since it's an Ace Ratzon, we got rid of one Yetzahara, let's get rid of another Yetzahara. And that is for Arias. Bo Rachme Imsar Biyadayu. So they got it. They got it, they davened, and they got it. And what they do, they locked it up. Chavshua Talasa Yome, and they locked it up for 3 days. They looked for eggs and they couldn't find any eggs. Which means like the hens and the roosters weren't getting together. There was no yetzer. So Amr, they said, okay, we can't live like this. The world can't survive without a little yetzahara for a riot. For Avodah Zarah, okay, they got rid of totally. For actual Avodah Zarah. But there's still other types of Avodah Zarah. But they said, Heichi Nevid, Nevid Palga, what should we do? We should, once we took it, we can't let it go. So what they do, they weakened it. Kachlidu le'enei, they call it its eye, and the hanibe will igri inish bikrovosei. So maybe they weakened it so people don't have taivas for their relatives. Okay, but we see from the whole Gemara that the yetzer can't be totally destroyed, right? And that's why the Gemara says here that the dark drusha for kanafshecha is kol davar sha yetzer toiv, because we have a yetzer. We just have to channel the Yetzer. Right? Judaism does not believe in rejection most of the time, and the Yetzers are channeling. In other religions, we believe in rejection. In the Christianity, the Yetzer for our eyes should be totally rejected and subjugated and without any outlet for the holy individuals. But in Judaism, no. It's sanctified and it's channeled. So that's Kenaf Shecha, called Davar Shai Yetzer Toiv. And we say that means that maybe it's even according to that Manda Amar that says you can take even more than the wages. Kenaf Shecha, another drush on Kenaf Shecha. We take out the next three words. Shepotem and Amaisris. Wait, maybe like you, Kenaf Shecha, we added in this word on yesterday's daf, I think, right? That you're allowed, he's allowed to take, and that's not Kfil Amaisris, meaning it's not called a Mekach. It's not called a Mekach, it's from Hashem. Right? This was the drasha that we had, even though Hashem says you can take it. That's not an agreement between you. That's not called a Mekach. Pater ben Amaisris. Ma'at ochel upater. Just you, the owner. The owner could go out and eat from his tree. Af po'el ochel upater. So to a worker, and he does not need partake of the Kfil Amaisris. Interesting that there's a drasha here, right? This is quoted here by the Rashi Elio. There's a drasha that what? That Mekach is not Kovela Maisris. Isn't that holding a Dindar Rabbanan? The holding of Mekach Kovela Maisris is a Dindar Rabbanan, right? We had a Reish Lakish a couple of days ago that one of them is a Daraisa. But Reish Lakish said back on Yud Zayin, HaMechuver Mikulam, that Chatzer is a Daraisa, because Chatzer is an extension of Bais, is an expansion. But all the others, Mekach, Shabbos, Bishol, all of those are Darabbanan. So you have a pasuk here that to teach me that this is not Mekach, that would be Kovela Maisris, so Mestam, it's an Asmachta. Right? This is not a Din Daraisa, because the whole Din is only Darabanan. So that's what the Rasilio says here, that it's all an Asmachta. The Lo Amrinan, Hoel Uba Agre Achil, Vial Karcho Shaval Abayas, since he's taking cause of his wages, Havileki Mekach, U Mekach Kovela Maisris, Vahidrasha, to Pater Asmachtahi. It's an Asmachta, because we had earlier that Mekach is only Kovei Midrabanan. Okay, it's the Asmachta, which, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, remember that Ritva? Asmachta is something serious. Doesn't mean that it's just a hint that the rabbis put in Lamafreya, but it's really just a hint, and it was not Miskave. Remember that Ritva says that Asmachta means that Hashem really had it in mind originally, and he left it open for Chazal to come up with, though, themselves. He gave them decoding principles, and after they came up with the dinim, that's the Ritva. The Ritva says there, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, very strong words, that Asmachto comes from Hashem. It's just not mitzuveh. Heyir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheroi lasos kein, ela shelo kavu chova, umasu lechachamim. He just didn't obligate it, that he gave it to the rabbis. V'zeh davar bar ve'emes. And this is something very clear. And not like the Mefarshim, which some say he's talking about the Rambam, who explain Asmachtas, Shu Kederach Simin. It's just a way to remember Shinasu Chachamim. Velosha Kavanas HaTorah Lakach. The Torah didn't really mean it. Chas V'Shalom, Yishtaka Adar V'lo Yomar. That's not true. Shazu Derech Minusi. That's heresy to say that Hashem didn't mean it, and just the rabbis made it all up. Avalat Torah Heira Bakach, Umasra Chiev Adar V'lo Kavala Chachamim. Im Yirtzu. Hashem allowed the rabbis to come up with it, and he hoped maybe that they came up with it. Lefichach tipsach hachavim nosek komakom raya o zecher o asmachta, because they're not being mechadish. V'chol Torah shebal peh remuza b'torah shebechzav, says the Ritva. Shehi tamima v'chas v'shalom shehi chaseir klum. He's very strong in his words here. But that's asmachta, but that's what the Rasilio here says. The whole din is a din d'rabbanan. So you can't say that the Torah is coming to preclude that this apply to a poel, because the whole thing is a din d'rabbanan to begin with. Next, kenaf shecha, mikan shelo yochal apol yosar al scharo. So if, as we explained before, kenaf shecha means kol davar sha'itzer toy, it means even more, that is wages, so that this line of the Braisa is reflecting a different opinion. That you can't take more than your wages. This is a machlokas tanarim, really, in the Mishnah in Bamatzia, Dafsari Beis. It's a machlokas tanarim. So it's a little difficult to say that the Braisa has two lines that are reflecting two different opinions of the Mishnah. So you might say maybe it doesn't mean that it's talking about the two different opinions, but maybe one's talking about quantity and one's talking about quality. That this line that we just read, that he can't take more than his wages, that's talking about quantity. He can't take more than his wages. Earlier, anything that the Yetzer wants, ta'ev, so maybe that's not about, he could take any quality, like we said before. He could wait till he gets to the good ones. Right? He could wait till he sees the bananas that are, that give him such a taiva. So there are ways to explain this, these two lines that they don't argue. Mikane Erelezer Chasma Omer, Lo Yochal Apoel, Yoskogumar Yuma, Lo Yochal Apoel, Yoser Al Scharo. Reb Elazar Chasma says, a person shouldn't eat more than their wages, as we just darshan from Kenaf Shecha. Minayin she nafsho kshura kriyascharo. How do you know that nafsho, it says, kenafshecha is related to his wages and how much he could take? So how do you know that nafsho is kriyascharo? So Rabbi Yevo b'shem, Rabbi Yossi b'chadina, nemar kan nafsho v'nemar lahala nafsho. Because the gzera shava, it turns their nefesh. Dechsiv ve'elav hu noseyas nafsho. Because it says, elav, to his parnasa hu noseyas nafsho, ma nafsho ho amura lahalan scharo, avkan scharo, just like over there, is befeir talking about his schar, so to here, is talking about his schar. Savecha, shaloye ochelu meki. Savecha, satiation, kenafshecha savecha. It means he should eat only until satiation and not more. Not until that he's going to throw up. Umeki. What is that teaching me? Umeki. He shouldn't overeat. Shouldn't eat more. He's not allowed to eat more than his satiation until he like comes out and he's going to throw up. 2 points. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch here notes, it doesn't mean that it's only if he became full through what he ate. What if he came to the field full? There's also a limit. Oh, there he's allowed to eat because he didn't become full from this food. No. Even there, he's not allowed to eat. The heter is only a normal eating up until satiation. If you're satiated, for whatever reason, then you're not allowed to eat. Venira, says the Minchas Chinuch, Tof kuf ayin vav os ches. Venira, de lav davka she yochal harbe min adavar she ose, kegon anavim harbe. Afilu, ela afilu im achal kodem asiya shalo. Mishalo. You had lunch before you came, you forgot. Ubishas asiya eno yochal lechol klal. And when you come, you can't eat anything. Rak masha ochel, right? So that's an achil gasa. That's an achil gasa. The Torah lo zichsa lo rak bitoi velo lachil gasa. The Torah only allowed you when you were hungry and not achil gasa. So the Torah says, Nira, the Torah asra b'kai gavna aval achil sheina roiv, given avi achil b'yom ha-kipurim, b'chulu, then the Minchas Chinuch says, look at Tosfos and Ozer Chav Gimel. What's Tosfos and Nazir comes up in a few places in Shas. That's where Rabbeinu Tam acts like a brisker. Right? The Gemara in Nazir Chav Gimel darshins from the pasuk in Hosea. Ki yisharim darchei Hashem. Hashem's ways are straight. Tzadikim yelchu bam uposhe bikash lubam. Right? The Hashem's ways are straight. The tzadikim will go straight and the poshim will falter. So what is that referring to? So the Gemara has a possibility. It's talking about two people that roasted their current Pesach. One of them ate it l'shem mitzvah. One of them ate it l'shem achila gasa, in overeating. One of them ate it as an overeating. It's a little tricky because current Pesach is nechal al hasova. What does al hasova mean? It means it makes you satiated. So what if somebody tried to maneuver and make himself like, this is going to make me satiated, but he ate a little too much beforehand. So it was achila gasa. So the Gemara says, the one who ate it l'shem mitzvah, tzadikim yelchubam. First half of the pasuk. The one that ate as achila gasa, poshim ikash lubam. It's terrible. Poshim ikash lubam. Eats reish lakish, amale reish lakish. That's a Russia. Because you overate a little bit. You're a Russia. Hi, Russia karis lay. Nihidolo kavit mitzvah benamuvchar. Pesach miyakavit. He ate. He ate the kara pesach. So he ate it inappropriately a little bit. But how can you call that Rishayim? So the Gemara goes into a different example. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? Achila gas is an eating? That's what it sounds like for this Gemara. Rish Lakish says he didn't do the best thing, but he still did the mitzvah. So it sounds like from here that an achila gasa is called an eating. So he asked Tosfos, but doesn't it say in Yuma Daf Pei that if you eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're putter, it's not called an achila? V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, detrei inyane achila gasos yesh. Tzvei dinim. There's two types of achila gasas. There's one type of achila gasa that you're full, but there's always room for jello. Right? You're full, but you eat a little more. You don't really have to eat. You're full. But, you eat more because, that's what you do. And another type of eating is that if you eat another morsel, you're going to throw up. You are so nauseous and full. The first type is called an achila. The second type is an achila. And that's what your putter. On Yom Kippur, the Yuma is talking about the second type, where if you eat another morsel, you're just going to throw up. That's putter on Yom Kippur. The first one is not the best way to eat. You're full. Right? It's not derech eretz to eat. But if you eat, it's going to be eating. So that's where Rebbeinu Tam. So 2 points. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch says, look at Tosfos in Nazir. 2 times of Achila Gah. Says that he says, Nira Gamkein, Da Torah Asra B'kai Gavna, Abal Achila Sheino Roiv. I think the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe the Torah is Asering. Which one? At least the second one. At least the second one. Aval ba'achila she'ino roiv keep the avi achila b'yom kippurim u'bepesach mutar gamkein. He thinks, but the first one would be mutter. If it's asar on Yom Kippur, it's called an achila, and therefore it would be mutter here. That's the Minchas Chinuch. If you look in the back here, in the Shalom Yerushalayim, you look in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, he thinks it already says the word achila in the Torah. The achalta kenafshecha. It already says that in the Torah. So you already know it has to be an achila. So what's this added exclusion of ksav echa excluding achila gasa? So he thinks it's excluding even the second type. Right? Against the Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch thinks that, okay, if it's an achila here, it's an achila there, and therefore all achilas would be okay. But ask the Shalom Yerushalayim, what's the Torah adding? It already says via chalta that you have to do an eating. And if achila gasa is not called an eating, so it said it must be. That would have only excluded type 2. V'achalta. Kenafshecha even excludes type 1. That's his suggestion. Bipshitas yeshlomar. To mikra to v'achalta lo memayit kiyem achila gasa shekutz b'mizono. Aval heicha she'eno to'ev lechol meirov sov'o. But if he's just not hungry to eat because he's satiated, hava mina derashoy lechol, then you might think that he's able to eat. Lazeh darash b'savecha kiva she'eno to'ev lechol shekvar saveh shuv lo yochal. V'yimkein yeshlomar. Aye. So what does it mean? Shaloye ochel umeki? It doesn't really mean type 2. It really means type 1. Eina kabara shekotz bebezono al shekvar saveya umashi yochel on mikri ochel umeki. That's what he thinks, and he says this way you put together the Bavli Yerushalmi. Okay, beautiful. That's the Shalom Yerushalayim. We continue. Other drushes. Sav echa in the middle. Shaloye mekali pitein umetzam meitz ba'anavim. Don't eat in a way that you peel the figs and you suck out the juice of the grapes. That's not derech sevia, right? Even somebody who's totally satiated will sip out or peel and take a little bit of the inside. You're only allowed to eat if you're hungry, and then you're going to eat everything. You're going to eat everything. Good. Rasham Paulim Latavolimo Batsir. The Paulim, let's say before they go out to work, they could have a breakfast with the balabayas, and they could even dip their bread in seer in some type of brine, b'shul sheyochel anavim harbe, even though that brine gets the appetite going, and you're gonna be then eating a lot of grapes, you're allowed to do that. And Rashi balabayas, lashkos an yayin. The other way, the balabayas is allowed to give them wine in order to tame the appetite. B'shul shelo yochel anavim harbe. This is not trickery, this is just regular, you're allowed to create situations in either direction. Rashai bala parla riva balayla. The owner of a cow who knows he's going to be working the next day is allowed to skip supper for the cow the night before. Bishvil shatochal harbe, bishashi dasha. So it can eat a lot when it's threshing the next day. And the opposite, Rashai bala bayis, lachila pikiye amir. The bala bayis, the owner of the field, is allowed to give it a lot of straw. Bishosh lo tochal harbe, bishashi dasha. Eats a lot of straw before and it won't be so hungry for the grapes in the middle. Rabbi Avo Amar Hasrigu Labamin. Rabbi Avo used to tell people, Hasrigu. What does that word sound like? Esrogim. Give Esrogim to the animals, right, before they go out to go into the field. So he did this. Rabbi Hanania, Mechlun Devela, used to feed them figs. Rimona Mechlun Istefanini, used to give them other types of foods, carrots. So all these, Yolanda, these aren't tricks. This is just allowed in order to be hungry, to not be hungry. Interesting, the Gemara here does not quote it, but in that Tosefta, the second half of that Tosefta, the Rambam quotes it, you're allowed to starve your animal. So he'll do okay the next day, and he'll eat a lot the next day in the field. You can't do that to yourself, though. That it doesn't say. Why? Because if a person is weaker when the morning starts, he's not going to work as well, and that's going to deprive the balabayas. For your animal, we assume it'll eat right away. As it's working, it'll eat, and it won't have any negative effects. But the Rambam, at the end of Hilchas Chiras, quotes this halacha, that you're allowed to be mariv the para, or you're allowed to the opposite, lahachila,
But aval ein apoel rashoy lasos malachto balayla ulhaskir atzmo bayom. You can't work all night and then work all day. Or mariv umisagif atzmo umachil mizanosav labanav bepne gezel malachto shabalabayis. Because you're gonna, that's stealing. Shari yikashel kocho v'techalesh daito v'lo yasa malacha b'koach. Because you won't be able to work properly. People are different than animals. And therefore, if you don't eat a good breakfast, so then you're not going to work properly, and therefore you can't do that to yourself. By humans, but only the animals. Good. It's the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Chiras. Tani, Rabbi Chiya, Ochel Poel, Eshkol Risho. Rabbi Chiya says, even the first, you could take the first grapes and eat it. Right? You might think that only during the work, you didn't start working yet, if it's the first one. You're allowed to take the first one. Tani, Eshkol Achron, another Brisa says, the last one. You might say, you take the last one? You finish working. That's not considered working. Yeah, you're allowed to take the first one. You're allowed to take the last one. Rav Shmuel bar Hil b'shem Rabbi Hila nisano lasal aser. Once you put the fruit into the basket, you're done working with those grapes, and therefore you can't take it out of that basket. That already belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Amar Rabbi Yosi lo kein sricha b'shahaya hu botzer v'acher molech. This only applies if there are two different people. You put it into the basket, and then another person is taking it from the basket into the house or wherever it's going. So then you finish your work. That's why you can't take out of the basket anymore. Aval, imayahu botzer humalek. But if he's doing the whole thing, he's putting it into the basket and he's taking it, then he didn't finish his work yet. He didn't finish yet. So then he would be allowed. He would be allowed to partake. Bitchila ochal mishamilchas medina. Bitchila, what does that mean? Bitchila says the Maharafolda that, I'll just finish the line first. Ulubasof ochel mishum hapoalin. Right, the Marafolda explains that there's a takana drabanan and a minhang, that besides the din d'oraisa of eating while you work, but let's say you're guarding. If you're guarding the basket of fruit, so then the Gemara says in Mamatsia, Tzadi Gimel, that mikoach a minhang, that you're allowed to also partake from there too. If you are just guarding. And what about if you're in between jobs? You're going from one field to another field. So technically you're not working. But also there, the takana was that the owner would want you to eat then to save time, right? In between, just munch on the munch in between so that when you get back to the next field, you'll be able to work right away. So both of those are additional based on minog and din derabanan. So that's what is said here. If you're finished, you put the stuff in the basket and you're done, you're done. But if your job is to also take it and continue, so then you're still allowed to partake. Right, betchila ochel mishum hilchas medina. Betchila, that means in between the jobs, you're allowed to take it based on hilchas medina, which means minog, because you're no worse than a shomer, right, if you're taking it. Ula basof, and while he's carrying it, ochel mishum apolim, that is like takana d'rabanan, in between jobs, he's carrying it. So first is once it's in the basket. If it's in the basket, he's still allowed to take because he's like a shomer, and once he's carrying it, he's allowed to take because he's like the poel on his shoulders. As we learned, we added another word, poelim, ochlim, b'halichasan, mi'uman le'uman. A poel is allowed to work, take while he's going from job to job, u'bechazir asam min agat, and also on his way back, u'bechamar shetei parakas, and a donkey even is allowed to partake while he has his load, still has his load on his back. Again, animals, people, they're all allowed to take while they're involved in a general sense in the work, some dinim daraisa and some added on based on minog or derabanan. Period. Tini, ma'arim adam. A person wants to be ma'arim. Ma'arim sometimes is used in the positive, sometimes in the negative. Meaning, sometimes ma'arim means, oh, that's a harama, that's negative. And sometimes the halacha says you can be ma'arim to circumvent, so to speak, a certain situation. So here, let's say I want to give you fruit, but I don't want it to be nikvah l'maisras. I want to give it to you and you don't have to take off maisras. How can I do that? According to the days, like we said before, that matana is considered mekach, right? Or let's say you're working for me, you're fixing my shoes. And we said before, shoes you can't, but I want to give you some fruit. So how do I give you some fruit, but you're just fixing my shoes? So you got to figure out the way. That the Marafolda says the latter one, what I just said, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the back, the stifler says the first way. So Marim Adam Apolav Lios Ochlin Teisha Vakotanachas. He could say, okay, you see those 10 figs over there? Take 9, and one of them put out to dry on the roof, which is the work. So that's like a harama. It's like, really, he doesn't. He says, okay, Biyotzezayin, take one and put it on the roof so you're considered my worker. But you can take 9. So it's considered as if he's getting it from the Torah because he's working, and in that way he doesn't have to take off ma'isrus. Is Tani, and others say, Tani kotz in teisha v'ochlen achas. And others say the opposite, right? Put nine out to dry. So Gemara says, Nicha ochlen teisha v'kotz in achas. I understand the first way. That's a haramah. You really don't want to, you know, you don't want to put out all the ten. So I understand that he'll eat nine and put out one to dry. Kotz in teisha v'ochlen achas. Right? Why would that be? Right? That's the mitzvah daraisa. If somebody's putting out nine to dry and then he's going to eat one, that's not like a harama. That's the mitzvah daraisa. That's regular working. Am Rabbi Avin shalo tomar ye'ase kila achar gemar malacha v'yehechayev. Right? It shouldn't be looked at as if it's after the gemar malacha, meaning he already put out nine to dry. Right? So what? There's one left. He's finished. No, because you made this arrangement at the beginning, it's all called part of the work. Even if he's going to take the one only afterwards. Right? Maybe this relates to what we just said on the bottom of Amun Aleph, that the Achron, you can even take the Achron, because you're still considered part of the work. Fine. Hamach levim chaveiro v'chulu. Remember back in the Mishnah said, if you're taking figs, you have agreement. Zelecho v'zelecho, zelecho, zelixos, zelixos. The Mishnah said, even if you're taking it to dry, you're still allowed to partake of it. So one second. You're still going to be chayev nikva lemaisrus. So nicha lechol chayev. I understand why if you're bartering in order to eat the figs, I understand that you've already had gemar malacha. You're about to eat them. I understand why there's a chayev. Lixos chayev. But if they're to dry, then they're not finished gemar malacha yet. So why would there be a chayev of maisrus yet? So the gemara answers. Amar Blazer, Rabbi Meir, it's like Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir, Amar Mekach, Tova Bepeirish, Lenigre Malachta. Remember we had earlier, Rabbi Meir says Mekach causes Chiyuv, Gemar Malacha, even by fruit that did not have Gemar Malacha. And Amar Blazer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, Shem Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer are parallel. Kamod Rabbi Eliezer, Amar, just like Rabbi Eliezer said, Shruma Tovelas Bepeirish, Lenigre Malachta, we had earlier. Just like we learned earlier that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Truma is Kovela Maestris, even by payers that didn't have Gemar Malacha, Kain Rabbi Meir Amar, so to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, Mechach Tovel, the payers don't need Gemar Malacha. So that's parallel by a number of these events, Midirabanan, some of them work even by payers, Shalom Gemar Malacha. Adkan, the second parak, Adrelach, Haya Over, next time we start with the third parak of Meseches Maestris.